Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Used to make it all about me. Baby, I'm selfish. But I fight it. The pride is behind this. And I've seen it.
This soundcheck, I'm John Schaefer. English electropop musician Jamie Liddell recorded his latest self-titled record in his new house in Nashville. But don't expect a homespun record. This one's full of funky synths, pounding bass lines, and soulful vocals, some of which draw heavily from his childhood idol, Prince. We're about to hear some of these songs here in our studio. Jamie Liddell joins us to play Don't You Love Me live on Soundcheck.
Just there's nothing broke we can't repair. Well, well, we can make it up first, babe. It's tearing up this love. Fall into the same things every day. But we need a new direction. You know we can go on this way. It's your cold stare. Should you say something? Show me you still care. Please say, say you love me, baby. Oh, just don't say you're leaving me alone. Thank you.
That is Jamie Liddell live on Soundcheck with a song called Don't You Love Me. It appears on his latest album, which is also called Jamie Liddell. And believe it or not, that was just Jamie live here in the Soundcheck studio. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
That's quite a setup you've got here with all the keyboards and the computers and the little black boxes and the mixers and the multiple microphones and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. It sort of takes me back to how I used to play live, which, you know, started out of kind of necessity, to be honest. Mm-hmm.
Now, you just finished a world tour.
Yes.
Like this, or touring with a band?
It was like this. It was solo. I mean, my band, if you will, was Visual. We had like tightly locked projections and a light show. That's something I've always wanted to do, actually. I mean, being kind of an electronic act.
Right.
First and foremost, I mean, I got signed to a really electronic label, Warp Records, back in 99 for making what was at the time pretty obtuse kind of electronica. Mm-hmm. And then sort of I went into this kind of more soul sort of territory. But I guess I'm kind of coming full circle with this, trying to incorporate electronics and all the soul and kind of like bring it home. As you say, take a little Minneapolis in.
Yeah, yeah.
As I'm, you know. As I'm
Little Prince,
taking a harvest. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. But the album is—I mean, you've one of your prior records is called Jim, which was almost self-titled. But this one is called Jamie Liddell. So is this like a portrait of the artist kind of thing?
It is in a lot of ways. It really is because, like I was saying, it's kind of it's very electronic, right. Heavily so. It's full of synths and drum machines and all those good things. But it's also, you know, there's layers of vocals and really warm sounds in the mix too. I don't think the record is cold necessarily.
Mm-hmm. Except for the one song, So Cold.
Well, yeah, So Cold. Yeah, well, so, yeah, that had to be cold. I mean, but yeah, well, exactly. But, I mean, there's guitars, bass, there's a lot of real drums and loads of vocals. And I tried to mix it all up. And that's fairly me.
And the story is you made this at home.
I did, yeah.
In the house there in Nashville.
Yeah, I mean, it's I think people could, you know, be imagining all kinds of things. And to be honest, it's quite a strange turn of events, I'll admit. For me, clearly not Southern American. Mm-hmm. I'm a Southern Englishman, though. So, I mean, I guess I'm keeping it Southern in a way, going to my roots. But that's it. My wife and I have this amazing house. Mm-hmm. And it was a real fortuitous find. And the then library of a couple of Vanderbilt professors is now, you know, become my studio room. And I had a huge mixing desk in there. And it was just like, you know, I had all my toys set up for the first time in years, having lived in New York and been watching them gathering dust and living in this very disciplined, almost Tokyo existence where everything had its home. Now I could sprawl at last. And that the result of that sprawl was kind of this album in a way. So,
The album is called Jamie Liddell. It is out now. I mentioned Prince. You mentioned sort of alluded to Prince too. You actually met him once, and there's kind of a funny story about your meeting.
I mean, they say don't meet your idols. I don't know where. I mean, they, in their infinite wisdom, I think they might be right. In this case, it was just a strange meeting. At the time, it was really, it broke my heart, you know, because obviously being such a huge fan, I wanted this meaningful experience, I wanted this, I wanted that, you know.
So where were you?
I came with a lot of expectations. Montreux Jazz Festival. Mm-hmm. I was playing after Janelle Monáe, who's a great artist, and I've worked with her in the capacity, well, she was my opening act, believe it or not, for a whole tour, and, you know, destined for great things, as is, you know, she's getting her dues now. It's great to watch her. And Prince has always been a big fan. So he was there, present with none other than Quincy Jones, who was also with Prince during that meeting. So I was making my way to stage. I knew Prince was there, but I was desperately trying to avoid him, just thinking this is not going to go well. As I came over, look, Janelle kind of insisted that I come by. Mm-hmm. Prince insisted not to acknowledge me. And at the time, it's sort of, you know, I was like, all right, fair enough. This is awful. Plus, I was absolutely, you know, I was just dribbling, I think. I was doing anything other than, you know.
So you were not Mr. Cool.
No, God, no, it was
when
awful.
When placed in front of your idol.
No, it was miserable. It was, the whole experience was really weird. But then looking back at it, it was perfect. If Prince had been like, oh, great to meet you, you know, good luck tonight, have a great show, la-di-da, I would have been like, weird. Yeah. That's not Prince. Prince was just himself. He was good eccentric. And, you know, it kind of makes me happy now that the experience went down like that.
You know, this didn't occur to me until you walked into the studio here today. I'm slightly over 6 feet tall, and I have to look up to you. And Prince is known to be a shorter fellow, and I wonder if there's a little... You know, he's such a larger-than-life character that when he meets a much larger guy, I just wonder if that's part of the refusal to make eye contact or something.
He did look at my wife.
So he acknowledged her.
See, that's it. I need the sex change, I think. No, I don't know. Prince is just... Prince will always be, you know, he's always like my... first love musically. So he just remains in this kind of untouchable dimension in my mind. He still is there.
We're speaking with Jamie Liddell, whose latest album is also called Jamie Liddell. But you want to play some older stuff for us next?
Yeah, well, I mean, I just wanted to give people a taste of what I've been doing live because, you know, as a live electronic musician, a lot of electronic musicians in general are faced with this sort of quandary, is that a word?
Yeah.
You know, how to actually play. So I've been messing with loops and with my voice and synths and drum machines and stuff for a while, and I've brought it back for this live show. So I thought I'd give you a little taste of that, and then a remix of another song to kind of give you another kind of take on how to play electronics live.
All right, so you're going to do a little bit more.
Yeah.
Which was used in a Target ad.
It was.
Here in the States.
It was.
Is this the one that has the video of you lying in bed playing the song on your iPhone?
There is that as well, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So no iPhone in evidence
here, but lots
of other stuff. So
exactly. All right.
All right. Jamie Liddell performing live here on Soundcheck. The song, originally from his 2005 album called Multiply, is called A Little Bit More.
I'm telling you, with grow. There is no easy way to get out of here. Got so good at hiding, never made my feelings clear. Moment now to spill it out. When all this is over, trust there'll be no doubt. All I want is the best for you, but so let's see what I'm willing to do when the rest. Gotta find somewhere. Yeah. Oh, wow.
again, cause it already is quite enough for me. I can take it for a little while, but a little while ain't gonna be. Put your head in mine, cause with your head in mine, you know it never stops. My history, I'm the kind of fool that can't stay in front of me. In a mystery, from my history, I'm the kind of fool that can't stay in front of me.
Once again, Jamie Liddell performing live here in the Soundcheck studio. Very busy during that piece called A Little Bit More, originally from his 2005 album Multiply. Live performance here in the studio on Soundcheck. The latest album is called simply Jamie Liddell. It's out now. Let's go back, though, to that Multiply collection for this next live performance. Once again, it's Jamie Liddell live on Soundcheck with When I Come Back Around.
Come on back, 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 yeah.
Once again, that's Jamie Liddell live in the Soundcheck studio with a song called When I Come Back Around. Jamie, is originally from Multiply 2005,
yeah,
but it
right.
sounds like it's had a little work done.
Yeah, that's right. You know, some things benefit from a little work, you know, contrary to what we see in Los Angeles. But, I did give it an injection here and there.
So, I mean, as a live performer of electronic music, you have a big advantage to start with. You sing.
Thank you.
You know.
I'm sorry.
So you're not just a DJ, you know,
right.
spinning. But, you know, you could have done all of this mm-hmm. with just backing tracks. You know, hit
yeah.
start, let it go.
Yes.
That would have been easier, but then, you know, it's canned music. You know,
right.
here you're dancing all over the place. You're you know, triggering
juggling.
Loops and playing right. stuff. There is another way to play electronic dance music.
Yeah.
And that is to do it completely acoustic, which is this Berlin band called Brandt Brouwer Frick.
There you go, yeah.
They,
I was wondering where that was going.
Yep,
absolutely,
yep.
yeah. Beautiful.
For a couple of years now, they've been playing electronic techno music
mm-hmm.
completely on instruments like trombone and tuba and harp and prepared
right.
piano and stuff.
Yeah,
and
it's
you've
great
stuff. You've recently hooked up with them.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I think they saw me as kind of a potential co-conspirator, and they were right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I love what they're up to. very naughty.
Now, have you had the experience of actually playing with them, you know, with the band acoustic as you're there singing?
I have, yeah, a couple of times. We did something at the Traction Festival, Giles Peterson arranged kind of thing in London. And then there was another event in Berlin in this Tempelhof Airport, which amazing.
And which is now becoming a big art
beautiful.
Space.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Really amazing place to play music. They're just fantastic, yeah. It's such a stressful thing.
Performance with a band?
I mean, on so many levels, you know, just, you know, there's so many mics. It's just, you know, orchestras aren't supposed to make that kind of noise, you know. I mean, and that's what's a brilliant challenge, I think, for everyone to sort of bring that across. And they do it so well. So, yeah, nothing but admiration for those guys. And on top of it, they're real sweethearts. They're just lovely guys.
Did you know them when you lived in Berlin? They weren't around then, were they?
I don't think they were. I don't think they're all Berliners, as is often the case in Berlin.
Right.
The same in New York, isn't it? So a lot of transplants. I think they were from, other parts of Germany. Yeah, but, I mean, they're on K7 Records, and that new album is
Miami
great.
Is the new album, I think.
Right. I've not had a physical copy.
Neither have I. It's just files, digital
it's
files.
Just files.
That's how we do it these days.
Floating around, exactly.
But I did recognize your voice on a couple of tracks. So one of which we'll use to wrap up. But
nice.
Jamie
thank
Liddell,
you.
Thank you so much for coming in and playing for
Absolute
us today.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And if you enjoyed today's session with Jamie Liddell, it will be archived for on-demand listening. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and we'll let you know when it's up. Tomorrow, tune in for some folk pop from the band Ivan and Alyosha at 2 o'clock right here at soundcheck.org. And on Friday, the poet and multi-talented writer and singer Carl Hancock Rux will debut some new music. That's coming up 2 o'clock each day here at soundcheck.org. This is Soundcheck. Welcome to-